Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 25, 2008. Petroleum officials in Gaza complained today that the fuel allowed by Israel yesterday was not enough to generate electricity, as other types of fuel are still lacking in the strip. These news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Mr. Mahmoud Al-Khazandar, head of the Petroleum Station Society in Gaza, announced today that nearly 53,000 gallons of crude oil Israel allowed in yesterday only generates electricity for 30 hours. Al-Khazandar added that other needed types of fuel like cooking gas, benzene or gasoline are still lacking in the strip for 3 weeks now. In the West Bank, Israeli military invaded today the Jenin city and deployed soldiers in many streets with no casualties or arrests reported. Also, Israeli soldiers placed a checkpoint in the Yamun village near Jenin city. An Israeli military court postponed today trial of the leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Ahmed Saadat. The trial has been repeatedly called off since Saadat was arrested by the Israeli army from Palestinian custody under British-American supervision in March 2006. Saadat was accused by Israel of orchestrating an assassination of late Israeli tourism minister Rahbaam Ze'evi. Ze'evi was killed by the PFLP following the Israeli army assassination. PFLP's former leader Abu Ali Mustafa in the West Bank city of Nablus in the same time period. At the political level, the United Nations Security Council is expected to convene today to discuss the Palestinian question, particularly latest developments in the occupied Palestinian territories. The UN is marking the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people, slated for November 29 every year since Israel occupied Palestine in 1948. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hossam Qassis.